Bells on St. Peter's Basilica, as well as throughout most of the Christian world, were tolling this Sunday to mark Easter in joyous celebration of Christ's resurrection and victory over death. "We celebrate in joy and in the newness of life Christ our Easter," said Pope Benedict. "We draw on this inexhaustible source to become for others the source from which springs rivers of life." Tens of thousands of faithful filled St. Peter's Square this Sunday, overflowing into surrounding streets under sunny skies. A brisk breeze ruffled the Pope's gold-coloured vestments and the crimson feathers atop the helmets of Swiss guards as the Holy Father led celebrations from a canopied altar on the steps of St. Peter's Basilica. During the prayers of the faithful, a woman speaking in French prayed for the Pope, offering a birthday wish and noting it was his first Easter as pontiff. She prayed that the Holy Father receive peace and the comfort of serene days. After Sunday's Mass, Pope Benedict left the raised altar and, as is tradition, made his way to the central balcony of the Basilica to deliver the Urbi et Orbi address, Latin for "to the city and to the world." Catherine Smybert tells us more.
Cristo è risorto.
Africa, Iraq and the Holy Land were the first among the Holy Father's prayers this Easter as he appealed for a dialogue of peace and an end to the shedding of blood.
In Iraq...
The Pope prayed, "In Iraq, may peace finally prevail over the tragic violence that continues mercilessly to claim victims." The Pope also prayed that those caught up in conflict in the Holy Land may find peace, inviting all to patient and preserving dialogue so as to remove both ancient and new obstacles. "May the international community," said the Pope, "which reaffirms Israel's just right to exist in peace, assist the Palestinian people to overcome the precarious conditions in which they live and to build their future moving toward the constitution of a state that is truly their own."
"Sollievo e sicurezza in Africa, le popolazioni del Darfur."
Pope Benedict turned his thoughts then to the peoples of Africa. He called to mind Darfur, where he said people are living in a dramatic humanitarian situation that is no longer sustainable. He went on to those of the Great Lakes region, where many wounds have yet to be healed, and to the peoples of the Horn of Africa, of the Ivory Coast, Uganda, Zimbabwe, and other nations which aspire to reconciliation, justice, and progress. The Holy Father turned his focus on Latin America then, when he prayed that the living conditions of millions of citizens be improved and democratic institutions may be consolidated in a spirit of harmony and effective solidarity. The Holy Father's words were strong when he brought up the scourge of kidnapping in these Latin American countries that desperately needs to be eradicated. To much applause, the Pope also spoke out against the rising of the international crises linked to nuclear power. He appealed that an honourable solution be found for all parties through serious and honest negotiations, and that the leaders of nations and of international organisations be strengthened in their will to achieve peaceful coexistence among different races, cultures and religions in order to remove the threat of terrorism. Pope Benedict concluded his Urbi et Orbi saying, "May the risen Lord grant that the strength of his life, peace and freedom be experienced everywhere."
Christus resurrexit, quia caritas est. Alleluia.
I'm Catherine Smybert.
Then, to the joy of the crowds gathered beneath, Pope Benedict gave Easter greetings in over 60 languages, including Arab, Chinese, Indonesian, Swedish, and of course, English.
May the grace and joy of the risen Christ be with you all.
The thousands waved banners and flags as the Holy Father wished them a happy and peaceful Easter. Then, taking his leave, Pope Benedict concluded Easter celebrations, his first as pontiff, making it perhaps one of his most memorable birthdays to date. For today, April 16th, the Holy Father turns 79. On Saturday, Pope Benedict held his first Easter Vigil Mass in the Basilica, during which he said Christ's resurrection was the most crucial leap in the history of mankind.
Exultet iam angelica turba celorum.
At the start of the service, the Pope carved the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, Alpha and Omega, and the numbers of the year 2006 on a large candle. For a few minutes, the first part of the service took place without lights to symbolize the darkness of Christ's tomb before he rose from the dead. Then thousands of pilgrims watched and prayed as Pope Benedict entered the darkened basilica in silence, holding in front of him a single white candle. Its flame was then used to light thousands of candles held by the congregants.
Eterni regis splendore illustrata. Cari fratelli e sorelle, voi cercate Gesù Nazareno, il crocifisso, è risorto, non è qui.
In his homily, the Pope said the resurrection of Christ could not be considered a thing of the past because it was still sending a message of hope to people across the world today. We grasp hold of it. We grasp hold of the risen Lord, and we know that he holds us firmly even when our hands are weak. If we live in this way, we transform the world. It is a formula contrary to all ideologies of violence. It is a program opposed to corruption and the desire for power and possession.
Giovanni, ego ti baptizo in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
During the service, the Pope conferred the sacrament of baptism on 7 people from Japan, Albania, Peru, Colombia and Cameroon. A rite, the Holy Father said, that was more than a simple washing or purification of the soul. It is, he concluded, truly death and resurrection, rebirth, transformation to a new life.